is our own higher wisdom, our own higher pleasure. And they're literally showing me a dove. So this is represents Holy Spirit. And this dove is climbing in sequence, in intervals. So as we will relax to receive our own establishment, our own entitlement, our own self-worth. Now, when I said own self-worth, I literally have this like laughing Buddha. When I say laughing Buddha, I truly see it laughing, because it's our pristine awareness. It's the Buddha is us. And it's showing us our own truth, our own secret nature. So the secret's sort of like out of the bag, because we're teaching ourselves our own relevance. We're teaching ourselves our own placement. We're coming to our own positioning of entitlement. So as we will allow, they're saying like the church to begin. So the church really is just like a word of homage. In other words, the church being our own body temple, our own energy, our own understanding of self. So as we will allow ourselves to turn within, to allow ourselves the confines of true establishment, the energies are brought forth my word would kind of be like high voltage. What I mean by that is there's an accelerated visioning or placement for each of us to access. So what we're doing is we're not accessing something that isn't ours already. Now, this is very, very relevant, and then just see all these like orbs go off. We're accessing our true assertion, our true placement, our true understanding, our true broadcast. So as we will receive our, Yes, come here, my love. As we will receive our own holy endowment. Now, when I say endowment, it's sort of like it's all here in one lump sum. Now, we soften that passage. In other words, it's almost like if you acquired something in quantity, so then you open and use it day by day. But just imagine the entire gift, the entire endowment, the entire placement is here in full throttle. So in other words, everything that we need to restore our faith, to restore our highest vision, faith being our own restoration, our own understanding, our own alignment. So as we will receive this true offering, as we will receive this true engagement, we offer ourselves liberal pleasure. In other words, come one and all, come and come into that bountiful establishment, because we're recognizing all that is us, all that is aligned with our truth. So the energies that are coming forth are bringing forth psychic change, psychic turning, because we're turning into a new gestation period, a new maturation, a new remembrance. And so from this awareness, from this light, all cycles are complete. So in other words, we're receiving our complete self. We're receiving our heavenly best. And then as we turn, as we operate from this highest establishment, we bring forth, we beckon, we quicken these energies to come rest upon our breast. In other words, to come find a placement within our own empowerment, within our own establishment. So as you will receive your divine proxy, so this is that which is due you. So again, we're trusting that all is available now, all is recommended for our, they're saying our passage of time. And when they say passage of time, like I'm just watching them flip through a book really, really fast, meaning time is speeding up. So what we're allowing is our true provisions. We're allowing that true establishment. with this charge, with this ownership, with this availability, now we create our destiny. So the more that we remember that our destiny, they're saying like far and wide, like in other words, when we abide by our linear focus, we can't conceive, we can't understand how far reaching our destiny is. So the more that we allow for surprises, allow for new birth. So new birth is, it's not here yet. I've never seen it while I've been in form. And this allows, they're showing me Ten of Pentacles, so this is like the creative energy. This allows for true demonstration. In other words, we're not blocking, we're not limiting, we're allowing. We're allowing true provisions. We're allowing true placement. We're allowing holy recognition. So as we will receive our these offerings and holy gestures, we turn our attention within. In other words, everything we need is already present. And as we will allow ourselves to align with our justified posture, in other words, as we tune within and trust that which we are, that which we are, not always what we attune to, that which we are, that we are in process of remembering, in process of reconnecting with, in process of receiving. So as we will allow this place of maturation, this place of new acquirement. So the new, it's us, but it's new in terms of this state of awareness. So it's like welcoming. So the more that you can feel that welcoming, it's sort of like if you actually have guests tomorrow, you're gonna welcome them in. What we're receiving is our own guest of honor. So our own guest of honor is our own essence. This is our destiny. This is our destiny, to be one with our light, to be one with our provisions, to be one with our highest exclaim. So as we will allow these sacred treasures to quicken, to come into manifestation, to come into realization, for us to, they're saying, acquire a taste for the good life. That sounds pretty nice. So the good life, again, is receiving our light. So the light codes that are being activated are quickening our destiny. They're quickening our remembrance and allowing safe passage. In other words, this was the plan from the moment we were born. What we're opening up to has been waiting, has been percolating, has been, they're showing me like forming like cloud formations. In other words, waiting for that appropriate time of arrival. So we're beginning to understand that we exist beyond the commonplace, beyond the focus of yesteryear. And we're allowing that transmission of light to serve all corridors. So in other words, remember, darkness is absence of light. When we function just out of the five senses, we're in darkness. We're not open to our true realization. So as we allow that light to touch the dark corridors, this is where we open up our own holy agreement and align with source. So again, when they talked about the temple, when they talked about the church, all this is our own self-activating pleasure. This is all within our own understanding of self. So as we will receive the light, as we will receive the expansion, as we will receive our truest claim, we do so, what would be the word? It's almost like with an understanding of how it's due us. Not from like a pompous, egoic, well, you know, I'm just so wonderful, but from an awareness that our time has come for us to understand our own acquirement, our own essence. So this is where we stand ready. we stand ready because this is what has been due all along. And so we're making room. We're breaking bread with ourselves. We're making room. We're making allowance for us to come and taste the sweet holy nectar. So this is the transference as we come into our light, as we come into our remembrance. So whatever images unfold, whatever visions, whatever energy, if nothing at all is occurring, remember it is occurring on multiple levels of consent, because what we're doing is agreeing to this upgrade. Now, what we receive in the now moment has far lasting pleasure. In other words, it unfolds. It's almost like if you buy a blanket, oh, it's very nice, but then you take it home, take it out of the packaging, and you unfold it. So you don't really see the entire blanket until you unfold, until you unwrap, until you place. So this is where it may feel like a time delay, and it's like, oh, look what just happened. We want to remember that it's all in the now moment. So what we agree to now sparks the flame of the new tomorrow, because we're coming to our essence. We're coming into our holy establishment. We're coming into our true awakened status. And so we're bringing with us the rites of passage. We're bringing with us all the tools of assembly. So everything we need in order to integrate this light now unfolds. Almost like a time release capsule in a way. So as we will receive this light, as we will receive this victory pleasure, as we will receive these harmonics of true understanding, we allow ourselves to receive ourselves in our innocence. So this is beyond the linear form. This is beyond space and time. This is where we open up to our true gesturing of understanding. So as we will receive, we allow all aspects of our essence to be touched by this light, to be awakened by this light, coming into greater understanding, coming into greater symphony, because now whatever area of our life is not congruent, is not aligned with this highest advantage, you're going to find the shift. You're going to find whatever's out of place, it's just going to come up for releasing. It's going to come up for healing. Now, as the dust settles, remember, whatever we were aligned to, whether it was an attachment, whether it was an old belief, whatever it is, that's part of our history, part of our story, that doesn't measure up to our brilliance, we're letting it go. Now, this is very important to understand, because at first, it's like, what do you mean? I just thought good was coming. Where's my good? So just imagine if you're building like a Lego building or whatever, and you did it with some wrong parts, and it's a little lopsided. Sometimes things got to come out in order to recalibrate, in order to reformulate. So what we're allowing ourselves to do is to reverberate with our highest visioning. Now, our highest visioning is an energetic placement. It's a frequency formulation. From that frequency, from those provisions, from that establishment, comes through the sweet nectar. Whatever our gifting is, for us to receive it, for others to receive it through us, whatever our gifts are, now they have room to reside within. So it's almost like, okay, now the temperature, like a chinchilla, it's got to be like at a certain temperature in order to have one of those. Our internal temperature is the right frequency in order to receive the gifts, in order to receive the endowment. So the endowment is received instantly, but then it channels through us. So wherever there needs to be adjustment, we're remembering to allow that adjustment to precede the inevitable. The inevitable being the endowment, the inevitable being our gifts. Being love incarnate. Releasing everything, releasing the fear, the attachment, and so forth. So as we will receive our true obligation, and again, we receive these downloads in affordable passage. In other words, just the right amount. Just the right amount. Our higher self regulates these occurrences. So if you got a lot of on your plate, you're going to receive it in integrated fashion according to your lifestyle. In English, we're set up for success. We're not going to tolerate, we're not going to process what would take us down, what would be the point. So it's coordinated for our success. Doesn't mean you may not stamp on the ground or cry a tear or two. That's also part of success. Feeling the feelings as they travel through. Feeling the pain as it travels through. But for ultimate victory. Now, also they want me to add, that doesn't mean you can't just receive a dosing of a miraculous moment. So in other words, perhaps you're just ready. Perhaps you've already opened that caravan, you've already made that placement. Temperature is just right vibrationally. And there you go. Easy as pie. So as we will receive all coordinates, so this is receiving this energetic upgrade in all responses, all areas of our life. Because again, what we're doing is opening up new jargon, new placement, new light language for somebody. So we're feeling that levity, we're feeling that brilliance, we're feeling that light. And allowing that place in new beginnings. Let us receive. Let us partake of true visioning. True visioning being our higher self already is the architect, already has the blueprints. True visioning, what my higher self wants. That's what I want to sign up for. Because that aspect of self understands our wholeness, understands what we're ready for better than we do in our lower awareness. So as we're receiving this light, we're claiming our destiny. Claiming our destiny, claiming our victory, claiming that which has been established for our highest and best good. And we're coming into union, we're coming into consent. Coming into true matrimony with our destiny. Let us receive.